everything we own in reality belongs to Allah. Scholars explain Allah has referred to it as a loan because it is absolutely certain that you are going to get it back in a much better form. Like how you are certain when you advance a loan and you give somebody a loan, then you know certainly you're getting it back. That's why it's called a loan. So Allah has called it charity. And whatever you spend for the way of Allah, in the pleasure of Allah, Allah has called it a loan. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are going to get it back. And Allah says, فَيُضَاعِفَ لَهُ. Allah is going to multiply it. Not one-fold or two-fold. Allah says, أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا, many-fold. When we advance a loan, we are not allowed to take back except that amount that we have given. If we take anything over and above that, it will be termed as interest and it will be haram. But Allah says that when you advance a loan to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ, for you, for the one who has given it, Allah will multiply, أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا, much, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you manyfold in return. So that should be your attitude when you spend in the path of Allah, that I am more in need of the reward of this charity than the person is in need of the charity. Keeping your benefit and your interest in heart, that is going to be given back to me manifold. When this verse was revealed, a sahabi by the name of Abu Dahdah, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Inna Allah yuridu minna qardan. Is Allah asking us for a loan? Help me understand this. Why is Allah asking us for a loan? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, that's exactly what Allah wants. Allah wants you to advance a good loan to Allah. So he says, Ya Rasul of Allah, give me your hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended his hand. He held the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasul of Allah, I have an orchard. It is my prized possession. I have this garden in Medina. And in it there are 600 fruit-bearing date trees. This is a massive orchard, one of the best orchards in Medina. O Nabi of Allah, I have given this to Allah. I have given it for the pleasure of Allah. Look at the level of conviction he had that he's going to get a better orchard in return. As he leaves, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ رَدَّحْ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَحْ. Allah alone knows how many orchards, how many vineyards, how many palm trees Abu Dahdah will have in Jannah. And as he comes to his garden, his wife and his children were in that orchard. They were in that orchard, enjoying the orchard, enjoying the breeze, enjoying the fruits, enjoying the water. Go home and tell your wife you gave away that holiday flat, or that beach flat, or that investment. You have surrendered it for a charitable cause for Allah. And you won't have iftar that day. But look, this is commonality in interest. When both husband and wife are on the same page, you will live a life of true bliss and happiness when both want Allah. But if one is moving in one direction, one wants dunya, the other one is focused on akhirah, there will be extreme friction in the home. Then the environment in the home will become unpleasant. The children will suffer. Because why? Two different objectives. Moving in two different... The Sahaba, they had commonality in interest. A common interest, common objective, both wanted to please Allah. He comes to the orchard, he notices his children and his wife are in the orchard, in the garden. He refuses to step in while he has surrendered it to Allah. So he does not even want to step into the orchard. From outside he shouts to his wife, Ya Umma Tahda, O Umma Tahda, Ukhruji, come out from this garden. فَإِنِّي قَدْ بِعْتُهُ بِنَخْلَةٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. I have sold this orchard to Allah for a better orchard that we will get in Jannah. Immediately, what does she do? She says, رَبِّحَ الْبَيْءِ. Wow, what an amazing deal you have struck with Allah. I'm so happy for you, my husband. I have not heard anything better today. You have made an amazing deal with Allah. And she took the children out, whatever fruits they had in their pockets, she dusted out their pockets, whatever fruits they had in their mouths, she took that out of their mouths. It no longer belongs to us, it belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. So this verse here motivated him to give his most prized investment and his most prized asset as a loan to Allah, with this belief that in Jannah I will receive a far better orchard for myself and my family. Allah then says, Wallahu yaqbid wa yabsut. Allah says, Allah is the one who withholds and Allah is the one who gives freely. If you see somebody is blessed with abundance of wealth, that is in Allah's control. Allah says, Allah is the one, yabsut. Allah stretches His hand upon whomsoever He wants. وَيَقْدِرُ. And Allah is the one, yaqbid. Allah is the one who withholds. You see, a person is not blessed with abundance of wealth. That's Allah's decision. Allah knows why Allah has not given this person what that person has been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's in Allah's control. That person did not have any control over it, who does not have anything. And that person who has been given abundance also had no control all over it. Allah says, Allah is the one who restricts and spends freely. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, and all of you shall be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Telling us what? Reminding us what? You know, it's amazing. Allah says, and to Allah you will be returned. You will be brought back. Which means what? You only return to some place if you came from that place. Then you are saying, you are coming back. So Jannah is our home. When we are going back, Allah, whenever Allah speaks of us coming into Jannah, Allah doesn't say you will come to Jannah. Allah says you will be coming back to Jannah. You will be returning to Jannah. So Jannah is our original home. Allah is trying to tell us that you need to invest. You need to invest because that's where you are coming to. So invest in this world for what awaits you in Akhirah. May Allah grant us the understanding.